belongs to you. My hallelujah belongs to you.
Hallelujah. Amen. Now I have the distinct pleasure to bring to you a man of no mean reputation, a true promoter for gospel, the elder of everlasting, a pastor of preaching, our angel, our leader of this church. Everyone stand receiving for the first time in 2018. Our angel of this house is leader, Pastor T.W. Jones. Amen.
Hallelujah. I woke up this morning with my mind on Jesus. I woke up this morning with my mind on Jesus. When I saw the sun rise and I felt the cold wind blow, I woke up this morning with my mind on Jesus. I woke up this morning with my mind on Jesus. I woke up this morning with my mind on Jesus. When I saw the sun rise and I felt the gentle breeze blow, I woke up this morning with my mind on Jesus. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you and I praise you. I thank you for everything that you have done and for everything you didn't allow to happen in my life. God, I thank you for this thou your people. Now, God, anoint this vessel of clay. Speak a word, God, a word of healing, word of deliverance, a word that will lift up the hung down head and mend the broken heart, that your people might be edified, that your word might be glorified, honored, and obeyed. In your son Jesus' name, come on, give God the praise all over the building. Come on, give the Lord some praise all over the building. Come on, praise him. How did this happen? The destruction was as much moral as it was physical. It was a destruction of a close relationship of descendants, twin brothers, children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, great-great-grandchildren, great-great-great-grandchildren. It was the destruction of a close relationship, twin brothers, that had not, I mean, you had children and descendants that weren't even involved in, but yet they were still involved in hate from way back in the day. They were still mad about what went on between great-great-great-great-grandpa Jacob and great-great-great-grandpa Esau. This story lets us know that what we've been through and what we're going through has to be dealt with, or eventually it will deal with us. Because of all of us, we have to press towards the mark of the prize of the high calling. There's no way to go through. Understand something, that a part of living is forgiven. If you hold on to everything that's ever happened to you, you sub to die of a broken heart, cancer, stroke. You sub to be stressed out over some stuff that you don't even remember. Because the longer you allow it to fester in you, I saw history. It told me that the Hatfields and the McCoys fought till the descendants didn't even know what started the fight. They were just still fighting. And some of us in God's house have allowed everything and anything. Let me tell you something. If you don't get a handle on this, it's going to kill you. You know what I know? That you being mad at me affects you. I wish you'd grab this. You having animosity with me affects you. Amen. You being vexed by me don't affect me. Why? Because I'm delivered from people. A charge I have to keep. A God to glorify. And as long as you allow folks in you, they'll go through you. What am I talking about? What do I mean through me? I can't allow how I was raised, what I thought about my upbringing, how I believe my upbringing wasn't right, which I don't believe that. But I'm trying to tell you that no matter what you've been through, if you allow it to fester in you, you'll train your kids in that nonsense. Don't get the wrong impression. What is Pastor Tim trying to explain to you? Look, some of us was misinformed. And misinformation becomes information to the misinformed. Folks who've been misinformed. Now, baby, don't ever tell your husband about everything. Now, don't never let him know about your last dollar. You about to lose your house and he need a dollar. And because your grandmama's mama told you, don't ever tell him about the last dollar. You're going to be homeless with a dollar. I wish I had some folks that'll walk with me today. I'm trying to inform you of how you can't let what you've been through go through you. You can't tell your children all the nonsense, all the old wives' tales, and all the old husband tales, because they just tales. Look here. There's stuff that went on. How in the world can twin brothers? How in the world? Okay, you sold your birthright, Joker. How in the world can you get so hungry? Some of us don't see it, but let's just look. He traded his stomach for his inheritance. He traded hunger for an anointing. Y'all missing the point. Some of us trade passion for anointing. And the problem with doing that is once something that you're going through get in you, you can't help but tell it. See, once you open your mouth, I know what's inside of you. Don't let that, you know, anything you can't stop talking about, it's got a hold on you. Anything you can't stop doing, it's in you. It ain't just going through you. It's still there, and it's being propagated. It's being built upon. Some of us. Now, baby, you know, I used to try to tell my son stuff. I said, look, son. Don't do like I used to do. But then something clicked in me. Don't tell him what you used to do. He'll find out. Tell him what not to do. Tell him, look, son, this is the way the Lord would have you to go. But I would say to you that everything that's out there, it has hooks connected to it. You know, he'll find out. There's always some naysayer, some demon-possessed person that remember who you used to be. They'll make sure that the word get out. Why? Because folks can't hold water. Now, when I was growing up, the old folks had enough sense not to tell kids stuff. You know, there was three cardinal rules. Speak when spoken to. Children ought to be seen and not heard. Stand a grown folks' conversation. You sub to get a diamond print in your forehead for getting inside a grown folks conversation. But nowadays, kids, no, daddy, that ain't right. Excuse me? Excuse me? No, mama, you off. What am I saying? Listen, I don't care how bad things get in your life. If you start to allow it. I mean, yeah, you go through. Yea, though I walk through the valley and the shadow of the death. Not yea, though I walk until it get in me, and then I start pushing it off on brother. Yea, though I walk through until it start to mess with me, then I can't help but mess with somebody else, because hurting people hurt people. Y'all know that? Hurting people hurt folks. When somebody's really got a broken heart, they start lashing out and speaking out, and they can't even dance. They come to church, everybody else just, and they just sitting there, wonder why they doing that. Why you think David told God, restore the joy of my salvation? In other words, when I got saved, some happiness, some joy, some straight up peace of mind supposed to come with it. How in the world are we allowing what we go through? Let me say this. 2017, whatever you went through, whatever you was in, you need to leave it there. You know why? Because 2018 already got enough mess built in it. It's already got enough stuff waiting on you. You don't have to carry no nonsense over here. If you can't forgive and live, I suggest you try before you die. I don't care how bad you were treated or who did it or why. In our lesson, we learned that family has a way of hurting you worse. If you read verse 5, if you look at it, it said if thieves had a cane, would the thief not have just stolen until he had enough? He said that if the grape gatherers had a cane, would they not have just took enough grapes to, you know, to take a little bit home? But they would have left some grapes. But the word said because you were family, you took everything. Listen, don't you know, I realize that family has a way of making you drop your guard and that be the one that can hurt you the most. But if you ain't prayed about it, you want it to hurt you. Why am I saying that? Because anything you ain't prayed about, you want to keep. Where I get that from? Ain't no sense you arguing with me and arguing about something that you ain't laid at God's feet. It ain't going to go nowhere. Let me tell you, I personally have a really, really bad habit. You know, arguing with me ain't a good idea. No, the fact of the matter is, I really, you know, you can argue, but I'm not going to converse with that nonsense. You done? But I'm not going back and forth with you. Why? Because it's bothering you, not me. And before I let it in me, hey, you do what you got to do, but I can't get all fired up and argumentative and go back and forth with you about some stuff that already happened. After I'm sorry, ain't nothing I can do about it. It's been done. And let me tell you what God's people have done. They'll let God bless them, save them, deliver them from everything but one person. How'd I get to this point? God done washed your sins. And let me tell you something. He had to reach low to get all of us. Because in God's eyes, he has no dealing with sin. Ain't no white lies and black lies and big lies and little lies. Lies just lies. Let's just be real about it. So, you know, some folks feel like, well, God really got to do a work. Man, he had to do a work. It cost his son his life. The blood still worked. And as long as you make up in your mind that everything that I've been through is only a training, but I refuse to let it in me. You ain't did nothing but made me smarter for the next time, but I'm not going to let this make me cry at night and keep me up at night and act like a fool all day. We got to learn how to love God to the point that what folks do just give you something to pray about and not fuss about. Let me get back to my lesson. How many of us realize we're bound by yesterday? We stuck in our feelings. Is there anybody here who's still fussing about something that happened in the 60s? Is there anybody here that's stuck in something that happened in the 70s? The 80s. It was a fine year for fussing. The 90s. Everybody got something to fuss about in the 80s because they were spraying their hair, and if they sat on their couch and it wasn't leather, it messed it up. Everybody, that's almost a legitimate argument. Couldn't even let them go in your bathroom. They go in your bathroom, they'll spray up with your spray. I done did it. Jokers had to leave they carefree curl spray under lock and key. How many of us are still going through something that affected us long time ago? Listen to me. Just like Edom, years of hurt, betrayal, years of heartbreaking, years of being lied on, canceled out common sense, and made them join with the enemy when they was attacking their first cousins. Some ain't right about all that. Years of emotional distress canceled out good sense and allowed them to join with an enemy. Allowed them to join with the Babylonians. The bad part about the Babylonians was when they took over a place, they didn't utterly destroy everything, but they got you to join your gods with their gods. They got you to assimilate how they were. They'd let you go to church on Sunday, but they still want you to bow to Baal on Monday. They allow you to still say thank you, Jesus, but they still wanted you to be like them. They would try to get you to get Jesus plus some more stuff. Jesus plus your anger. Jesus plus your bitterness. It's all right to be mad at folks. You know, that's just logical. The Babylonians got folks to assimilate. They would find out all about you, and they would take the smartest amongst you and educate them in the Chaldean language and educate them in everything that was like them, and then go back and put it out there. That bean pie, my brother. They would send the smartest and the brightest and the best looking back to the people to tell them that Jesus wasn't the only way, to tell them that Jehovah wasn't the only God. But I want you to know something. If you allow what you went through to join in with the Christianity that God offers you, it'll mess you all up. You'll never get a breakthrough as long as it's in you. That's why the old folks used to tell us everything in you got to come out. This church needs an enema. Yeah. Everything in you got to come out. If you come to the altar, leave it there. Don't ask God to forgive you for it and pick it up and carry it back to your seat. Everything in you got to come out. I got a few more notes I got to read to you. So, when saints start carrying and taking matters into their own hand, is proof that they have let what they've been going through get in them. As long as a bottle of poison is sitting on the table, I'm fine. But when that bottle gets in me, I'm in a bad predicament. As long as it happened to you, but you didn't allow it to get in you, God can do something for you. But once you let it in you, and once you start talking about it, Once you start telling everybody else about it, once you start marinating in that thing, it'll mess you up. That's how twin brothers' descendants could find themselves in a place. But you know what I found out? Verse 10 gives us hope. It says that because they didn't take matters into their own hand, but they waited on the Lord. They waited on the Lord. I'm sick and tired of being a part of them, but I want to be a part of they. Who is they, Pastor Jones? Well, let me tell you. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They'll mount up with wings like eagles. They'll run and not get weary. They'll walk and not faint. Somebody know what I'm talking about. They is the ones that'll pray about it, for they gossip about it. They is the one that'll pray about it, for they fuss about it. You know what I found out? Arguing with folks don't do nothing but mess with me. Why? Because folks don't care what you... They got problems of their own. You can lay your burdens on me, but I don't want them. You can lay them on Mother Whitehead. I imagine she got more. She been around here longer. You can lay them on Mother McCullum, but I can promise you, sufficiency are her own burdens. All she can do is lead you to the Mesbiarch, the place where things die. If you don't leave it at the altar, you'll take it home, and it become your best friend. Got them folks, they don't like me. They like you. They don't just like all the mess you bring into them. Don't you know fussing and arguing and gossiping make folks hide from you? We can't call ID now. Ain't nobody got to listen to this nonsense. I'm trying to have a clear thought. I'm trying to get ready to preach to God's people on Sunday. And somebody want to call me and tell me about back in the day and about yesterday. And even the devil had a song said, "Don't stop believing. Yesterday's gone." Amen. Even they had enough sense to know that you don't carry everything with you every day. So, because the word said when he sent his servant, when his servant was really in trouble. See, some of us haven't really allowed God to do what he wants to do in us. Because you got to turn things over. I believe this is a year that you're going to have to turn over everything to God. Because what God ain't in charge of, he ain't Lord at all. If you want to hold back a part of you, trust me, God and you ain't in fellowship. Y'all know that? Now, I know what all humans think. Well, now, Pastor, sometime I got to keep money under the couch and... Scripture said that you can't have treasures where the thief can break in and steal them, where the moths can eat them. I was watching a movie one day and mice was down there eating the man's money. Y'all don't hear me. He's trying to hide it under the house and mice down there eating the money. You might as well gave it to that woman. It's gone anyway. Ain't like you can go to the store with some mouse eating money. Man, what is this? You can't buy anything with this. I refuse to take some mice-bitten money. So, you got to learn how to leave the past. Leave it where it was. Like I said, 2017 had its own burdens. But they don't belong with us. We're blood-washed. Blood-washed people. We're people who said we believe that Jesus Christ, we denounce sin, we given up those things which are behind and we press towards the mark. See, the fact of the matter is, if you don't, you can always tell who carrying yesterday with them. Y'all done seen folks, they still dress like they in the 60s. You walking down the street, he got a dashiki on. He got a collar this big. He got on stacks, bell bottoms. Amen, somebody. He got on a zoot suit. You know, when I was in high school, jokers was going to Lake Forest thrift stores buying old man suits, we called them. I mean, it was incredible. And I'm thinking these jokers got some nice suits on, and they done went to the thrift store, the flashback store. Stearns didn't sell them. That's why couldn't nobody else get them but them and Lenny Kravitz. I'm just saying. I wish somebody would recognize that no matter what you're going through, God's job is to get you through it. David said, yea, though I walk through the valley and the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Why? Because God is with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Listen, one thing David didn't say is, yea, though I set up a tent, yea, though I build a house in the valley in the shadow of death. Yeah, David didn't say that. He said, yea, though I go through. As long as you go through it, you can get to where God would have you to be. Because God knows the plans that he has for you. Plans to do you good and not evil. And plans to bring you to an expected end. But some of us stop right in the middle of the valley in the shadow of death. Build a house. Pitch our tent towards Gomorrah. There's a problem when what you've been through supersedes that which God has given you. I refuse to let what I've been through to get in me, to go through me. I refuse to let my children not know that God is a savior, a healer, a deliverer, and ain't nothing too hard for him. Look here. My little girl was messing with me the other day, asked me for something. Baby, I ain't got that kind of money. Well, that ain't what you preach. You said the Lord will do anything. What was it? See, that's where, you got to make sure that they understand. Look, she said, now, Daddy, you said our God. Wait. I said, my God. No, if he your God, he my God. And if he blessing you, then I'm blessed. Because I never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. Now I ain't got to ask you twice, because I ain't begging. We ain't gonna make God a lie. Some of y'all better grab on to this. So, and look, that's why when it come to my Father, I don't have no problem asking him for nothing. Because I've been preached to, taught to, lived in, and watched it happen. How in the world do you make a fourth of what I make now and feed six children and own a house? The God we serve is greater than whatever you've been through, whatever you're going through, and wherever you think you're heading. If you don't take Jesus with you and leave your burdens behind, let me tell you something. Homes are being destroyed. Folks go to work and just say, forget it, I quit. I can't take it no more. They talking about me. Look, they're going to talk about you for being on unemployment. You might as well get talked about for getting the paycheck. You might as well forget what folks say. No matter what you're going through, God will make a way for you. Everyone standing. God don't want in, nothing in you. He don't want what you're going through to get in you, because it'll go through you and affect others. How you think folks start misquoting scripture? They start superimposing what they've been through into the scripture. See, now, look, Pastor Jones, God wouldn't have us ignorant. I ain't going to let them say that to me again. Well, slow down now. The words say God would not have us ignorant of Satan's devices. Not God would not have us ignorant of what somebody said to you. Listen, the device is that you allowed what they said to start affecting you. The scripture says, I'm more than a conqueror. You know what that means? When you're a conqueror, you win. But to be more than a conqueror, that tells me when you already know that I won before the fight started, you march out there. You know, that's the type of joker you see walking down to the ring. And he ain't stressing. He ain't sweating. I'm about to win, and I'm about to get this money, and we about to go have a good time. More than a conqueror, man, you already realize that no matter what comes my way, I shall win because the God I serve is greater than whatever the enemy can throw at me. Where do you get that from? Greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. Yea, in all these things. Wait, stop. Yea, and all these things that folks said about you, all these things that folks tried to do to you, all these things that folks lied about, and all these things that people tried to use to trip you up and break your heart and change your mind. Let me tell you something. People, you should not let what other people done to you affect the situation you're in right now. Well, you know, Pastor, my boyfriend broke my heart. Well, you married now. Well, you know, look, you can't carry what Brother Baloney did. Because when you got married, Brother Baloney, ain't no such thing as an ex-boyfriend unless you keep bringing him up. Ex mean gone. Done for. Out of there. You out. Gone. Ex. Beat it. Be gone. And like I said, ain't no such thing of an ex-boyfriend. He ain't make it to marriage. You know, I can kind of understand because you might have changed your name and you might have to do a little paperwork, but you ain't changed nothing if he was just a boyfriend. I'm just saying, saints, we live in a day. Well, the enemy wants to bombard the saints with all these trials, all these tribulations, and all this. But it's hard to be about your father's business when you're worried about some business that happened back then. You know, as much mess that I did in my life, God still gave me the grace to raise two children. I think I did a pretty good job. They might do stuff I didn't care for, didn't like. Let me say this, them God's kids. Y'all can believe what y'all want to believe, but that sweet little girl of yours, that sweet little boy of yours, they're going to go to the college you didn't want them to go to. They're going to marry the man you don't want them. They're going to marry the woman you don't want them to. Every vision you had for them and everything me and Sister Jones thought we wanted for our kids, he made his own decision. So, but the only thing that you're going to have is the influence. That's why you're going to have to teach them how to pray. Not just be a praiser, not just come in here. I went to the enemy's camp. Look, I ain't going to the enemy's camp for nothing. I ain't letting them steal my stuff up front. Forget all that foolishness. If I go to the enemy's camp, will anybody go with me? I mean, I'm just saying, man, Elder Gorman, we in class, he had to tell me, you can't pass without coming down here to this dope house. We about to go witness. I'm sitting there like, wait a minute, man, can we do a drive-by witness? You know, and I was getting A's, and I'm thinking I got to get an A, so I had to walk down. Come on, Brother Troy, I tried to get the biggest joker. Come on, Mark. I knew Mark wasn't going to leave me nor forsake me. If some jump off, we just going to have to jump off. Look here. My job is to teach you how not to allow the enemy to come in and mess up and destroy your life so you never have to go to the enemy's camp. You can't cast the devil out of hell. Where he's welcome, he's welcome. So, my job is to train you, to teach you, and equip you for spiritual warfare. Last year is last year. Yesterday, yesterday. Everything you thought about doing and every head you wanted to bust, forgive them. I'm trying to deliver you. Because see, if you get delivered, you can let them go. You can't do what God can do. Scripture says, recompense no man evil for evil. The wrath of man does not work the righteousness of God. You telling folks off ain't gonna help. You giving them a piece of your mind will never help. The only thing it'll do is make your mind split. You done gave a piece here and a piece there. And a double-minded man, you can't be stable if you done gave everybody pieces. Leave folks alone. Walk in faith and victory, knowing that your God is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all you could ask or think. Lay it at his feet and watch him deal with it. He said in verse 10, I'm about to utterly cut them off. Why? Because the violence they did to their brother Jacob. If you do what's right, God will step in and he can do what you can't do. Next thing you know, you'll be at a reunion praising and thanking God. I let Brother Baloney go because he can't even eat this steak with us without a ninja. He can't eat an apple with us. We there enjoying the reunion and the joker you cried over night after night. He barely got teeth. One tooth and it's green. Is there not one that would say, God, I'm tired of carrying yesterday into my today? You know what? One thing I found out about Jesus, he's a rewarder to them that diligently seek him.